Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, you're talking about health. Good for you, Hoover. Get that thing checked before it checks you. That's what the...
You know how much chicken fried steak he's probably had? You.
Yeah, there's that.
Well, let's do this for anybody who has any other heart issues. The stock market, down 148. It's been going down, but it's ticking lower. That doesn't mean it's going to stay that way today, though. I think it's just kind of treading water. The oil is 60.95 down. It's hovering as well. Gold, though, God bless it, just keeps on going. 32.37 for an ounce of gold. They said investors are seeking safety, and they're going for gold. I'm surprised you don't see those ads. They'll be back on television if they're not there already about, you know, the actors getting on there saying, buying gold, and we'll send it to your house. Before you do that, you really need to really know what you're doing before you start buying into gold and gold ingots and all that kind of stuff. There's some tricks in there. You need to know what you're doing. Whooping cough. Talking about going to the doctors. The measles outbreak in Texas is going along. It's topped 700 cases, caused 2 deaths. It's not the only preventable disease, though, spreading around. Pertussis, or whooping cough as it's known, skyrocketing around the country, 1,500% nationwide.
A lot of babies have died.
Yeah, past 6 months, 2 babies have died in Louisiana. Washington, Idaho, South Dakota each reported a death from whooping cough this year. Vaccination rates on the decline. Boy.
CDC wants us to be scared about that. Measles, well, and there's some, I had it Friday, and already forgotten, there's some kind of really deadly fungus that's cropped up. It's prospering,
yeah, I remember
prospering
seeing
in
that
Europe,
too.
And now it's officially here, and it was announced Friday. It's in Texas, so watch out for the fungus among us.
Dr. Susan Kressley, I'm staying out of the CDC saying anything since that's been so politicized with Kennedy and everything else, but the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics said pediatricians across the country are concerned about the spread of vaccine-preventable diseases. Many of us are losing sleep. If we lose that progress, children are going to pay the price for their idiot parents that are, you know, not getting them vaccinated. So I don't know what you do about that. We are really a society that doesn't want government telling us what to do with medical. But the reason that the government tells us to do anything on anything is because we can't control ourselves, no matter whether it's speeding or anything else. That's why you have laws. Laws are created because people can't seem to find what the level is that they're supposed to be doing in things. And so civilized society has laws, and then I don't know what you do about the medicine part. I just never bought into it. I still hadn't decided. Is Fauci a crook? And all those people, I know right-wing Republicans want to say immediately that he was. I don't know. I've never heard, you know, he's not in jail, so I don't know. And he's still not in jail under a new regime, so I don't know if he really was or not. But I hate it that people, and this has been going along, you know, that don't want to get their kids vaccinated on stuff. Although I think to go to school, don't you still have to be vaccinated in most places?
I remember we did.
Parents can opt out.
Wow.
Just sign a letter.
Yeah, we used to, like, you don't get your shots, you don't get to come to school.
Only, like, a private school can make that. You ain't coming here unless you do it rule.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, among other reasons, we tried it with we never went to public school with daughters number one and two. Tried it with daughter number three for a little bit, and we're happy with it. Ultimately, we didn't feel safe because I witnessed some things personally on a field trip, and I said, nope, we're not doing this anymore, and went to private school for the rest of the way out. But, yeah, public school, I mean, you know, people got to go, they got to go, they can't afford private. But, man, the fact that they can opt out of vaccinations now, I don't know how we got into that mess. How did we get into that mess?
It was pretty clear that
when you and I went to school, we got vaccinated. I mean, there wasn't a lot of debate about that.
I think I got that. I have that answer, though. It's not the answer as to what it is. And that's what's interesting about Robert F. Kennedy. You know, he is coming from a weird place. However, it's not weird to ask this question. And he's saying, what are you saying? I'm going to give him 5 months. I at least want to know some theories, because the rate of autism in 2020, now let me look up these numbers, but it was roughly one in, I don't know, 1,000.
Yeah, I've heard this
and
number.
Now it's one in 30. So whatever it was, one in 1,000 to one in 30 since 24 years, 25 years. So why is that? Now I have a theory. And surely it's not this simple to explain, Jimmy. But, you know, they now say all of us have autism. It's a spectrum. So is it now just defined by what the spectrum is? Is that why it's so unbelievably high? Well, at least get that answer. And that's what he's asking. And, I mean, maybe the guy's a wacko. Maybe he's not about some things, maybe all things. I don't know. But asking the question and having responsible scientists come up with some reasons to be at our advantage.
No, I'm all for that. But if you rush research, sometimes research can't be rushed.
It's going to be 5 months, he said, period. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard some scientists say that's probably not good research because you can't do enough. Just something about it, I don't know why. But this was a really good scientist that I was listening to. It made a lot of sense in talking about it. And, yeah, we want to find out what's causing the growth of autism, and they're happy that the government wants to put the money and the research money into it. They're all thrilled about that. They just don't want you to determine the outcome before you've done the research, which is what sometimes sounds like goes on in the world of him. He has determined that this and this and this is so, and you want to have the research to back it up, and the research needs to be ecumenical, where you know it is, research comes out the way it is. The Pennsylvania arson, this was a really bad thing up in Pennsylvania.
And the guy was out on bail. It's another case of that.
It's a nut job who put gasoline in beer bottles, and like a Molotov cocktail, and threw it and got in somehow the residence, set it on fire, and then I don't know how they caught him, but they did. Perimeter fencing, electronic surveillance detection, gaining entrance into the residence and launching the attack, all while the state police provided protective resource there was unable to locate him. That's just weird.
In reading about it, Jimmy, they take you through, and I don't know if they should have disclosed all this, the incredible security perimeters.
Didn't sound like it was too incredible.
And this guy went through everything like it was a warm butter. I mean... And then once they knew he was in there, they didn't have a way to find him. That's scary. Mm. That's scary.
And he was really a whack job. And what he was doing, those, you know, beer bottles full of gas are a pretty effective way to get things started, at least anyway, temporary fire. So, disturbing to say the least. On a much lighter note, have we ever talked about Parker McCollum and his chewing gum?
We spent about, no kidding, as we were saying goodbye yesterday, what, about 15 seconds on it yesterday?
Well, it's just weird. And people were having the best time with that today, wanting to know. He said he ate 46 pieces of gum in one sitting.
No, he said his whole life.
He's never spit out a gum.
Never once chewed gum that he didn't swallow it. And so Eric got You went on an Eric Range deep
dive. Well, because my meemaw and granddad used to say it stays in your system for 12 years. We've all heard that.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't.
Well, the Mayo Clinic said it comes out. It didn't give a time limit on it. It said it's not digestible. So it gets works its way through the digestive system until it is excreted.
Yeah.
So there you go. But that's just very interesting. Did you see where J.D. Vance, our vice president, nearly dropped the Ohio State Championship football trophy at a White House
celebration?
I didn't see it, but I heard
he did drop half of it.
Well, he dropped the bottom part of it. Who knew that? But, I mean, to his credit, it looked terrible. And even President Trump, his face was hilarious because he was at the other end. But they didn't tell him it's in two parts. And he reached to grab the top of the trophy. Well, the bottom fell off.
Why don't you glue it together?
And who knew it was two different parts?
I didn't know it was two parts.
Yeah. Yeah. It falls and hits the ground, though. And it was, you could tell he was clearly embarrassed. And all the
humble.
Oh, yeah. It looked terrible.
Pfizer said it's going to end development of its daily weight loss pill after a patient reported liver damage. That's why you have research. Southern California 5.2 magnitude earthquake near San Diego yesterday. That's not a real common place for these things.
Did you see the elephants, though? Did you see the video of the
elephants? Everybody's talking about the elephants. It all gathered in a circle after that. They were ready to go fight. They thought somebody was coming. They didn't know what was going on.
They were circling up the baby.
Yeah, they were trying to protect things going on. We hadn't done that. Yeah, we need to do precision camera. Let's get right.
Before you do, I got Parker McCullough.
I've swallowed every piece of gum I've ever eaten. One time I swallowed like 46 in one sitting. True story. And feel great. Doctor says everything's good.
Everything's good. There he is.
A little stopped up, but he's good.
Yeah, he's blowing bubbles.
I can't breathe.
Something's working for him. So precision camera and video with two locations in Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just for purposes of wrapping up that discussion, Jimmy Carter, during the quick break there, I checked, and it is the Center for Disease Control, CDC, that tracks the prevalence of autism among children in the United States. In 2000, the rate of autism was 7 per 1,000. 7 out of every 1,000 kids diagnosed autistic. In 2020, it was 1 child out of every 150. Today, it's 1 in every 36. What could it be?
Well, we've been having these measles vaccinations for as long as I've been alive, just about. I mean, not quite that long because I got measles, but somewhere after that, it's had it, so I don't know. You look up autism.
It's stunning.
You know, online, and it's a lot of different potential causes. They don't know. But it's good that they want to try to work on it and find out. I'm all for that.
And by the way, it says it's nearly 4 times more common in boys than in girls.
Did we ever talk also, because I do too many of these things, how much a caddy makes?
No, I'm curious that.
They get a percentage of the win?
Well, here's the deal. Professional caddies get a weekly base salary ranging from $1,500 to $4,000, depending on the experience and the agreements with their players. So, obviously, if you're caddying for, you know, Tiger Woods or you're for Rory McIlroy, you're getting paid the upper end of that, so probably $4,000 a week.
I assume not a seasonal job either, right? Probably year-round?
Yeah, they're pretty much, I mean, it's not probably the whole year, but they do play along from pretty much January. But, you know, I imagine that even when they're practicing, the caddy's there because that's working with them and writing down what they do and what club has got this and all that business. Well, they also have a deal about, it's called the 10-7-5 model, and that's caddies in their percentage of their players' tournament winnings, 10-7-5. They get 10% of the players' winnings for a tournament victory. So for Rory McIlroy, he got $4.2 million. Harry Diamond got
$420,000.
It's pretty good,
now,
man.
For a top 10 finish, you get 7%. So the other guy got, you know, Rose got 10% of 7% of $2 million. And then 5% for finishes outside the top 10. So if they're somebody who's making money, they're doing all right. They're not doing as good as the golfer, but they're doing all right.
Jimmy, I was looking for a place to stick this in. And
hey, now.
If I could do it.
Wow.
Right.
That's got awkward.
From Golf, Golf Plus is reporting that Rory McIlroy decided yesterday to donate his entire $4.2 million in prize money, I guess after expenses, but it says $4.2, from winning the Grand Slam to children's charity, one that he's been involved with called MenCap. So all of that money, every penny of it, and I told somebody about this yesterday, and they said, well, it's a tax write-off. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't care how much you make. He could have paid the taxes on 4.2 and still come out with $3 million, right, or 2.75.
Well, yeah, he'd have to pay 50% on the 4.2, and then on his overall gross for the year, he'd have to pay whatever his tax bracket is.
37%.
It's still really nice of him.
It's still nice. It's still a very nice gesture.
Oh, and then I saw, if you care, we love this guy, Patrick Mahomes. He decided yesterday, according to the Kansas City Chiefs website, to donate his entire $4.7 million bonus to different charities that largely are charities for homeless relief and kids. So, you know, there's some good guys in the sports world.
But I guarantee you, they're getting so much more than that. Think about Roy. I think I read where in his career, his lifetime earnings for Rory McIlroy is $183 million.
He's doing okay. Elon Musk, that's 5 minutes loss in the stock market.
That is. That's right. So
five seconds.
But McIlroy, Scheffler, and all the rest of them, they're all doing real well in the golf world because, you know, they get all these side things and stuff that they do. If you're a great golfer, you got a lot of ways to make money, that's for sure.
Man, all those shots of McIlroy, all you see, man, I love, you know, he wears his clothes well, obviously, and that Nike swoosh. He got a lot of money, but worth it. That's worth it.
I forgot. That's right. That's another another income. Big income. Yeah. Very, very big.
Jimmy, have a great day.
You too.
Enjoyed it. Thank you. By the way, on that J.D. Vance fumbling, this was a big deal to him, you know, because he went to Ohio State. And so they were up at the White House yesterday to get their college playoff trophy that they stole from Texas. But then again, we called the
stupidest play ever in history of plays.
Yeah, we did like
next to the Seattle Seahawks and the Super Bowl.
We did a fake pitch back on 4th and 1 at the goal line. But anyway, it was Ohio State that was there, and I'm over it. So Vice President J.D. Vance goes to pick it up, and it falls apart at the base. The crowd was shocked.
Who's clapping? One person.
You're the champions. You can't hear much there.
I heard the,
We had to censor out two F-bombs from the vice president when he realized he dropped it.
Oh, I would have too. I mean,
yeah, not one, two.
Somebody needed to tell him that
typically cover.
Somebody needed, well, it took a while because it didn't just, did you see it yet? No, he grabs a hold of it, starts falling, and the bottom falls out.
So someone, okay, now I get the two.
And so it, now he's grabbing the, and then somebody comes over there and tries to help him, and they just leave the bottom on the ground. So he's just holding the top. But somebody could have told the man that it's a two-piece trophy because he just picks it up and the bottom falls out. I'm going to give him, yeah, it looked stupid. I mean, he looked like
a dork.
And he's going to be panned everywhere. You know, it looked like something that you would do. I would do that, clearly. But somebody should have told him that that's a two-piece trophy. Don't pick it up from the top. They didn't. He just goes to pick it up.
Oh, poor guy.
Or maybe they did. The funniest is when you see it is President Trump's look on his face like you idiot.
Yeah, because there's something weird going on there. I haven't figured out, but that's another story. I tell you who liked that? The president of the Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky.
Or anybody that doesn't like...
Ho, ho, ho.
Anybody that doesn't root for that side, so to speak. Or anybody that hates Ohio State.
Eric and Bob on your Tuesday tax day. I'm sorry, April 15th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.